This is Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy. We'll put our little records away and have a little community conversation. In fact, a man born in Sauk City, Wisconsin, Dan Lapine, will be our guest in the first part of the morning show coming up this morning on WRCO. It is time now for a news update at 9, which is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first significant show of executive power, pardoning or commuting the sentences of over 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says it was an extensive order.
They went even beyond what the advocates for those prisoners, those people in prison for attacking the Capitol, expected. Every single person, including those that attacked police officers with flagpoles, baseball bats, 2x4s.
Other day one executive orders included declaring an emergency at the southern border and pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. A rare sight in parts of the South, snow. Areas of the region under blizzard warnings for the first time ever. Both of Houston's major airports closed. Nearly 2,000 flights canceled nationwide. Severe winds continuing today in Southern California, increasing the risk of high fire danger. This is ABC News. The Justice Department now says there are issues with millions of prescriptions filled by Walgreens.
The lawsuit by the feds in Illinois also accuses Walgreens of systematically pressuring pharmacists to fill prescriptions without taking the time to confirm their validity, of violating the Federal Controlled Substances Act, and of seeking reimbursement from federal health care programs in violation of the False Claims Act. Walgreens denies the allegations and is asking the courts to clarify the responsibilities of pharmacies.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Prince Harry's lawsuit against British tabloids accusing them of illegally spying on him is on hold this morning. Just after it started, there's speculation about a possible settlement. There are new kings in college football.
Ohio State is back on top in college football.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ohio State beat Notre Dame to win its seventh national title, holding off a late comeback for a 31-23 win. I'm Brian Clark. ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's high, 1 degree below zero. The extreme cold warning remains in effect until noon today. Tonight, rising temperatures to the high single digits, south winds at 10 to 15, and maybe some light snow showers. Tomorrow's high, 23. Our temperature is warmed from the overnight low of 19 below. We're at negative 15. Winds around 10 to 12 miles per hour. Still making that dangerous wind chill in the 30 below range this morning. As a result, the Kickapoo Area Food Pantry distribution is postponed until Wednesday. Also, Richland Center Church League volleyball matches postponed until February the 10th and 11th. Along with the school announcements this morning, no after-school activities for the Richland District. Riverdale has canceled all after-school activities, and Ithaca as well. The girls' basketball game against Waseca Steuben has been postponed. River Valley and Boscobel also saying no after-school activities. Vark Roots remaining 2 hours late. Richland County Meal Sites and Grant County Meal Sites closed. There are no home-delivered meals. In Grant County, the ADRC bus will not be running. The Grace office is closed. Those needing to talk to someone can call 608-604-8255. Bingo at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet that was supposed to be held at 5 is canceled, and the Muscatine Public Library is closed. Creative Outlet will open at 10, and Added Touch Floral will be opening at noon today. Those are the latest we have in terms of the weather-related announcements. Again, we're at 15 degrees below zero.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Dan Lapine joins us on WRCO for our morning get-together. Dan, you've been very busy in the studio putting out some new music. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, I have. Thanks for having me, Phil. I've got a couple EPs out the past few years, but we finally got to that point where it was time to put out a full-length album. And I got a good batch of songs that I've written mostly on my own. And I've got it coming out May 16th, and I've got a three singles out already, and then I got a couple more leading up to it, so just to keep folks busy, you know, we won't, that way they don't got to wait till May 16th, and we'll get some traction going for the album, and when the whole thing comes out, you'll have five additional new songs, and we're going to kind of hit the road as good as we can, whatever we can get booked between now and then, so.
Well, that's exciting stuff. Are they songs that you've just recently written, or ones you've had in the notebook for a while?
Most of it's all stuff that I've written in the last year, I would say. And, you know, it's kind of funny because your debut album, sometimes you'll have some old stuff, but I think I finally hit that point where I got past those first 100 songs or first couple hundred songs that you write, and they say the first 100 ones don't really count because they're crappy. You know, so I think I kind of just got past that point. So I was like, all right, let's get this stuff on there then.
I know you've played a lot around the area. You were in Richland Center on a warmer day last year. We look forward to maybe having you back through these parts again. But do you play across Wisconsin quite a lot during the year?
We get all over Wisconsin as much as we can. You know, we try to put on as many miles as we can. You know, you don't want to play the same market constantly over and over again, but obviously you can only spread out so much when you're just starting out and getting your name out there. But yeah, we've been putting a lot of miles. I mean, I put as many miles on my truck as I can. I blew a transmission last week, so that sucks. But I know one thing, I've been putting a lot of miles on the thing. So
must be all that heavy equipment you're hauling too.
Oh yeah, that's the thing too, you know. So yeah, we got Wisconsin. We've been starting to do more out-of-state stuff, and we're kind of in the process of getting a band together that we can actually travel with a little more. A couple of our other members that we had, they were a little more tied down with work and stuff, day jobs, and, you know, that's part of life. But we've been working to kind of rebuild the band so we can do it a little bit more on a full-time basis and actually tour a little more, so.
Where did you put the songs down? Which studio did you use?
So Greg Huberty, he is He's in Sartell, Minnesota. And I came across him through Midwest CMO, which is Midwest Country Music Organization, which is just a group for artists like myself to kind of meet other artists. And it's really a networking thing, I guess. And Greg had really good reviews from that. And I hopped on a phone with him one day, on a phone call with him one day. And, yeah, he just seemed like a great guy. And we hit it off with the style of music that I'm going for as well. And he's just been a blessing, man. He's so easy to work with, and he's really got a knack for producing and for engineering. And so, yeah, he's kind of, I think he's going to start calling his studio Loud Cow Studios. But as far as I've known him, I've just known him as Greg Huberty. So, like, I go to Greg's place, you know. But, yeah, he's done a great job.
Your style, your music fits right in. I think there's a real craving for 90s country, and I'm guessing that's what you were influenced by, isn't it?
Oh, totally, man, yeah. Anything, you know, 90s, pre-90s, and then some of the newer stuff that sounds a little more traditional. That stuff to me has always felt like real deal country music, and I think there's always a calling for that, because it's a timeless thing, and people love it. And there's always going to be, you know, the kind of the flash in the pan and the new pop artists as well. But because there's that, there's also going to be a calling for the traditionalists. So it's kind of a cycle.
When you're working on songs, do songs run through your head when you're working on your day job or whatever your daytime things are going?
Oh yeah, man. I keep the notepad in my phone filled up, kind of, you know, and I keep writing random stuff, especially when I'm driving. That's when a lot of stuff comes to me, or when I'm mowing lawn or doing yard work or something like that. I keep the notepad flowing, and then I'll actually sit down usually, and that's when I, you know, pound out the rest of the verse or the chorus or whatever. And yeah, but it's good to keep an open mind. If you're trying to write, it's good to just keep that in the back of your head of, you know, oh, could this be an idea? And then write down ideas when they come to you, because it has to start with a good, unique idea each song. So
I know that you have followers throughout Wisconsin. By the way, Dan Lapine is our guest here on WRCO. And is there one area where maybe the strongest fan base is right now these days?
Well, I would say we play the most in southeastern Wisconsin. So we've played so much, you know, in Oconomowoc. When I first started this, I was living in Oconomowoc. So that does well. But then it's some of the random bars in the smallest of towns. Like I did really well in Farmington, which is a little town that's kind of in the Watertown area. And it's a little more rural. And I think that's been some of our best stuff, has been in some of the really tiny rural towns. And, yeah, so we look forward to that. We got one coming up at Barrel Inn in Marshall on February 1st that I've been hearing a lot of buzz about. So I'm like, sometimes it's those little dive bars in the rural towns that really go wild. I had a really good one at Tilly's Tavern in Highlands, too, a few weeks back. So You never know. Don't underestimate the tiny little the dive bar scene and whatnot.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you're getting out there to the salt of the earth people, aren't you?
Absolutely, man. They like that kind of music, so it's a good time.
So looking ahead at 2025, you know, and do you set goals for yourself here as we begin the new year?
Yeah, I would say play as many of the festivals and stuff that we can in summer, get back into some of the ones that we've done in the past, if it's still possible, like Summerfest. And we got a state fair show coming up, so that's always a good time. We got, looks like we're going to be at Sauk County Fair again, Monroe County Fair. So we got a bunch of neat, like, festival type of gigs. We got into Stanley Rodeo. So a lot of hitting some new stuff, and just, you know, getting that album out to as many people as possible. I don't really have a quantifiable number or anything, but just keep doing what we're doing and hope that the most folks listen to it, that we can get on the Spotify and all that stuff.
So later this year, will you have a physical copy of the album that people can buy at the shows as well?
Yeah, you bet. Yep. Yeah, we're old school, man. We'll keep the compact discs flowing. And
I love it.
yeah. We'll have those available at the shows. And other than that, my job is just to get as many folks on the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Spotify. And I know it's probably not, you know, I always feel a little weird encouraging people to get on social media because, you know, I think that it's not the best thing to sit on there all day. But if you're supporting a local artist, at least that's something, I guess. So if we can get people on there and Spotify and whatever you use to stream music, that's always great. So.
Well, I know you're kind of just getting started with your career, and that kind of leads us toward the song we're going to play. What can you tell us about this new release?
Yeah, man, I'm excited for this. This is the third single of the upcoming debut full-length album, and it's just a really driving song. It's got a cool groove to it, and it's got a great 90s country sound, and the theme behind it is just about, I was thinking about my wife and I and how we're just getting started because we've been married a year and a half, but if you do it right, love should just grow in time. And it should strengthen in time. So that's what that tune's about.
Awesome. Well, always good to have you, Dan. Hopefully we'll see you back through these parts when some warm weather hits and everything. But keep up the good work, okay?
Absolutely, Phil. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Dan Lapine joining us on our morning get-together today from WRCO.
Expect a thing, both on a losing streak when it came to the love game. But I hit it out of the park with you. I blinked once, years went by, but I won't let it make me blue. We're just getting started. While Smoky Mountain sunrise. Anything truly great takes time. And we're just getting started, you and I. You had a love that burned out fast, like a fire that was bright, but just wasn't built to last. You needed a man for the long haul, not another boy who tries to walk before he crawls. We're just getting started, you and I. We'll hike the Grand Canyon, fall asleep under the desert sky. It takes time, and we're just getting started, you and I. Night.
Good stuff. That's Dan Lapine and his brand new release. He played in Richland Center last year at Taste of the Hills, put on by the Richland Center Chamber. And really, the people that were there told me it was just an outstanding show. They had wished at the time that more people would have witnessed it. A real good brand of 90s country and his own stuff as well. If you want to check him out, it's Dan Lapine, and Lapine is spelled L-E-P-I-E-N. Draws a lot of comparisons to, as I heard that song, I was thinking George Strait. I was also thinking Daryl Singletary, who had a distinct 90s sound as well. Coming up, we'll have more details on the morning show. Good to have you along here on this frigid day. We have made a little progress, moving up to 14 below zero.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO Radio. Again, our in-studio guest today, Weston Schools. Well, they had to postpone because, for obvious reasons, school not in session today. Some of the things that we have talked about recently on the morning show, we want to make mention the community players of Southwest Wisconsin are holding their auditions for Escanaba in the Moonlight. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 6:30 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. There are parts for 5 men and 1 woman. No acting experience is necessary, and there is no singing or dancing required. Behind the scenes, people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set. Performances are set for March 14th, 15th, and 16th in the Richland Center City Auditorium. For more information or for questions, you can email communityplayerswi@gmail.com or 608-538-3848. That number for Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin. Looking forward to seeing that Escanaba in the Moonlight. And in conjunction with that, they'll be raising money during Trivia Night on Saturday night. Community Players at the Phoenix Center and Dave Tim organizing that as well. Several questions and several categories planned for your trivia teams. And the use of cell phones or other resources strictly forbidden. The cost to be a part of that $30 for a team of up to 6 people, and that will benefit Community Players. For more information, you can call 608-647-0124. The door opens at 6:15, competition at 7 on Saturday night. We move ahead to Sunday night and Making a Difference Awards. And joining us on the air live via the telephone today is Mick Cosgrove of Ameriprise Financial and the ringleader for Making a Difference for all these years. How you doing, Mick?
I'm doing well. Excuse me, Phil. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing well. We noticed, I know you had the press release on those who will be getting awards on Sunday night, and it's quite a good list there, my friend.
It really is. I'm excited. It's as every year, you know, there's so many people that are so deserving to receive these awards, and it's very difficult, I know, for our selection committee to have to sort through those and try to narrow it down to one in each category, but the good news is there's always a backup list for another year because there's so many that just continue year after year to do great things in our community.
So you do keep those nominees from year to year then?
Yes, we move them forward about 5 or 6 years, and then after that, then we pull them back out and they get nominated again. But that way it allows someone that didn't necessarily get it this year but is still deserving, and it lets them still be in the running for another year.
Did you have a good amount of nominations this year?
We did. It was a little slow getting started. I think with the holidays, we kind of get lost in that. And then it's, oh, my gosh, it's right up to the deadline. I had people, in fact, the day or 2 days later, I had someone text me and say, can I still nominate someone? It's like, oops, too late. But let's get it in there for next year. And so it's a process, and it's really important. It's one of the most important parts, I feel. It's the people in the community that actually come in contact with these people that are making a difference. We can sit, and there's those that we can obviously see on the front end, but for the most part, a lot of times, these recipients are people that are just quietly doing what they do and making a real difference in the greater Richland community.
Every year when I see the list, Mick, it's always like, wow, yeah, that fits. That's a home run, and I think you've got that in all the categories this year, don't you?
I really do. I think it's been, and that's kind of exciting to have that happen, to say, you know what, just it's perfect. Even in our new category this year, you know, we started an Employee of the Year, which is meant for someone that's just an outstanding community employee who goes to work every day, excuse me, does their job. It's a person that has a big impact on the organization they work for, but also exemplifies the ethics and integrity and just the quality of work, and they also then therefore affect the people that business is serving. And so that was a new category, and that brings kind of completes or rounds out, I think, the different categories that we have. There's really a category for almost anything that anybody's involved in.
Employee of the Year, though, Fred Dillon from Quick Trip Downtown. Anybody that's been through there, I think, would agree, wouldn't they?
Oh, that was like a no-brainer. It's one of those, like you just said, it's like, oh, sure. Why? I mean, you never go in there that he doesn't speak to you. He's got a smile, a good attitude. He's very helpful as far as serving you and doing his job. But always calls me by name, have a good day, see you next time. You know, he exemplifies exactly what we were hoping to find in that award. So.
Mm-hmm. And a good example of an experienced worker that's still out there giving back to the community, right?
Yes, for sure. You know, I mean, Fred was a longtime teacher, I believe, at Ithaca.
He tried to teach me, but, you know.
Mama tried.
That's right.
And write a new song about that. We'll get that songwriter back on there.
Sure.
But, you know, so, I mean, he's served in so many different ways. And, yeah, he's, I you know, here's a guy in his 70s that is still out there making a real difference in the lives of, and that's what being part of a community is really all about. And that's why we started these awards. This will be the 13th year, so it's great to be able to have these happen every year.
Did you want to talk about any of the other award winners that will be receiving awards on Sunday, Mick?
I think that'd be great, because one of the things now is to come out, if possible, come to the banquet and to the award ceremony and cheer these people on and make them realize just how much the community is behind them. So our Business of the Year, and this is, you know, a business that has a deep impact on the community through the different work and volunteerism and leadership, et cetera. This year's award winner is Chet's Feed and Seed and such, and I know they do so much with the schools and the 4-H and so on, and so it's very deserving for them, and so we're happy about that. Outstanding organization is, this is for an organization, could be formal or informal, but a group that makes a deep impact on the community through its vision and leadership to create caring, compassionate community. This year, the Simons Rec Complex will be honored with this award. So we're thrilled for the Simons. Civic Leadership Award, and this is one of those that when people hear it, it's like, oh, yeah. Goes to an employee, could be city, county, state, or other government, but someone who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. And could be someone through the schools or county government or whatever. But this year, Sandy Campbell will be honored for this award. And if you've ever been to the fair or anything to do with through the extension at 4-H, you'll see that smiling face of Sandy. And so we're just very excited to have her receive this award. Nonprofit of the Year, there's so many nonprofits in our county and that make this place, and so many deserve recognition. But this year, the Union Youth Cadre, which is relatively new in the last couple, 3 years here, making a difference in the lives of our young people and helping them to get on track with education and just life, and so we're thrilled with that. Best Face Forward, and this is another one, when you hear it, it's like, oh, sure. It goes to a business or commercial property owner that has improved the appearance of the building and property in the community, and this year the award's going to Doug Muller and Muller Auto Body, and he's done a great job with his building, bringing it up into very modern and stylish really just improve that corner. Community Stewardship Award is an individual, or could be a couple, that's made a difference in the community through inspiration, vision. They've just had a deep impact and dedication in making Richland County the center of it all. The stewardship is an ethic that kind of embodies this award. And this year, Dr. Jerry Bauer will be receiving the award, and Jerry's been involved. And the food pantry and years and years of teaching at the campus. He's actually been on the selection committee. He retired last year, but from the beginning. So for 12 years, he served us in this award program. And so we're thrilled to see Jerry get this award. Emergency responder awards go at special recognition to individuals, either police, EMTs, or firefighters that go above and beyond. This year, there'll be two, one for the law enforcement of the year, which is going to Kevin Melby. And then the EMT of the year this year goes to Robin Pearson. And both of those gentlemen are very deserving and are involved in the community well beyond the roles that they play in making sure that we're safe. Educator of the year, this person is someone who goes above and beyond, builds strong, caring relationships with the students, not only demonstrates knowledge of the subject, but that they can teach it effectively, and they are able to work with not only the students, but their co-workers, their co-teacher colleagues. Jamie Jones from the Richland School District is receiving this award. I've had probably just an amazing amount of number of people just comment about, you know, what a great selection. So we're happy and thrilled for Jamie to get this award. The Medical Hero Award, which is either a healthcare professional or someone who works in that field. It could be a doctor, a nurse, a CNA. It could be anybody in the support staff behind it in the lab, et cetera. The award is going this year to Dr. Robert Smith, who's been a longtime influencer and advocate for our health and our community. And so we're very happy to have Dr. Smith get that award this year. Up-and-Coming Youth Award, this is like the third year, I think, or fourth, third year, yeah, that we've had this. And this is for an 18-year-old or under that's making a difference in the community and the school, et cetera. Should be someone who puts themselves before others, demonstrated by their efforts. And this year, the award is going to Ben Hipsch from the Ithaca Schools, which I think he's just done an amazing job of helping, leading and demonstrating what it means to lead in some of life's most difficult circumstances, and so we're thrilled with that. So that's the lineup for this year, and we hope that there's someone there that you might want to come out. Tickets are available. You can get tickets at Napa Auto, Ameriprise offices, or Christie Sunnyside, or you can call 604-7022. That's my number, and we'll arrange to have tickets for you. They're $20. It's at the Phoenix Center. It's a really great dinner. It's chicken and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad. Dessert will be coming from Christie Sunnyside. So it'll be a great meal and a great opportunity to join together as a community and say thanks to these well-deserving people.
Yeah, I know each of them will probably have their own, you know, family members and things like that. But as you mentioned, it would be great to see members of the community coming out because we're a small community. We know probably just about every one of those people that will be especially recognized this weekend, Mick.
Yes, that's so true. And that's really what makes our community so special, I think. And I'm so thankful to be in a community such as ours that does care and shows it in so many ways. So.
Indeed. Well, the program begins at 6:30. That'll be followed by the awards ceremony. So dinner at 6:30. But if somebody wanted to just come for the awards, they can do that too, can't they?
Yes. Yeah, we would not resist that at all.
Wouldn't turn them away. All right.
No.
Sounds good. Wanted to ask you, too, about, I know the last time you were on, you were talking about some shows coming up at the City Auditorium. And I think you have one right around the corner, don't you?
We do. We have a on February 15th. This will be a first time for us up there. We're bringing in a Chicago comedian. His name is Jeremy Nunes. He's called the Mayor of Comedy, and his company is Front Porch Comedy. He is really funny. We're really looking forward to it, and we've never done a stand-up comic. He's bringing another comedian with him, so there'll be two comedians. The tickets are $20. It starts at 7. There'll be, you know, 2 hours or hour and a half of nonstop comedy. I guess there'll be a break in between the two of them. But just an opportunity. You can say, hey, that's Valentine's weekend. You can say, hey, sweetheart, I'm taking you out. No fooling, no kidding around, you know, et cetera. and just have a wonderful evening of laughter. And, you know, laughter is so good for us, to, you know, health-wise. And just it's good to sit back and set aside the cares of life and have a good laugh. And he's very funny. It's not something that you have to worry about being offended. I I've watched a number of his videos, and we're hoping that this will be into just another kind of a different genre of entertainment, still live performance in the arts. It's just instead of singing, he's going to talk to, or tell us jokes.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw that, I commend you because I think that's a great idea to kind of have a wide array of talent, and people will enjoy that. That's kind of the kickoff for your entire year then, isn't it?
It really is. We're working on it. The next month in April, or I'm sorry, in March will be the Community Players, and you've just mentioned that up-and-coming comedy. So they'll be in there. In April, there's a choral concert that's going to be open to the public, a big choir from men's choir from Indiana. And then we're planning out already into next fall and through the summer months. And our goal is to, within the next month or so, have the entire year mapped out to where we'll know exactly who's coming and when. We just came off a great Christmas show with Maggie May. We had 453 people attend that show, and I think that was I don't think anybody left disappointed. She really is an entertainer, and we're already hearing from people, when are you bringing her back? So those are good comments when you get those, and you know that it's sincere. So
good problem to have when people want you to, you know, hey, when are you going to book them again? That's awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're really happy about that.
So. What about improvements for the auditorium? Is there a long-range goal, or, you know, what's up next there, Mick?
Well, we're working on, it's a constant, never-ending, we've been working on process. We've been working on some of the dressing rooms, getting them up to snuff. They were getting in pretty rough shape, and when you bring entertainers in and people that need to use those, it's nice for them to not feel like we've stuck them in a dark closet somewhere. And so some of the guys on the board have been busy working and painting and new flooring and so on, upgrading some lights. But the goal is to try to get the tuck pointing in the windows. That's our next big thing, and we're raising money for that. So we're constantly in that process. And so new things are happening all the time there, and they're positive, and so we're excited.
I've heard tell, too, you're kind of looking back at the past history of the auditorium and maybe doing some events and, you know, kind of commemorating, what it is to have an auditorium this old and with this much history, May.
Yes, and that's some of the nice or exciting parts of some of the new folks involved on the board is that we've got a different, not only the talents of, like, those that are able to do some minor repairs and things on the building, but also those that have the vision and the ability. And so, yeah, we've been working with in discussion with folks from the Historical Society and different avenues and trying to bring back. We're looking at possibly doing a silent movie, which, you know, would be of the era when the thing was first opened. That just some things that will not only entertain but also help us understand what it was like and what the process has been to get us to today.
Indeed. Interesting. Always good stuff, Mick. We appreciate you joining us here today, and we'll see you at Making a Difference coming up on Sunday night. And again, we hope a lot of people will get their tickets now.
Thank you. Yes. We hope to see everyone there.
That's Mick Cosgrove joining us again, Making a Difference coming up this weekend. It is sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO Radio, and that'll be at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. Getting underway, you can show up at 5:30 on Sunday and learn more about it and honor those that will be honored this year.
I have good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market, and we have allergen-friendly products at prices that won't break the bank. We receive new shipments every week, so there are new options every time you come. For dairy-free and gluten-free, think Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna,
racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Coming up later this week on the morning show, tomorrow we'll talk about the Brewer Public Library and some programs they have, including a tie-in with PBS Kids Wisconsin. So that's pretty exciting. And later this week we'll talk about some notes from Public Health Department. We'll have also a group talking about the upcoming Riverdale Foundation Carnival. It's that time of year again. Big carnival coming up on Saturday. And Saturday, it's supposed to be 31 degrees, so they can move the carnival outdoors, probably, compared to 19 below. That's going to seem pretty nice. And then also we'll talk about what's going on with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on Friday. And that's another year coming up, and a chance to learn about the walk around the world with Grace and your chance to buy a ticket on that beautiful car that they will be giving you a chance to win. They'll be giving somebody that car coming up after the walk in August. So stay tuned for that and some other special guests along the way on this week's morning show.
Steak and lobster, served on the finest china, accompanied by a bottle of the world's greatest wine, served in a crystal glass, alone. Or would you rather have a Big Mac, an order of fries, a cherry pie, underneath a big old tree, sitting on a blanket, snuggled up to the one you love? I pick love over money. Okay, check this out. You're on the streets of Paris, standing right underneath the Eiffel Tower, surrounded by all the magical things the city of romance has to offer. But you're all alone. Or would you rather be at the State Fair, standing in line for the Tilt-A-Whirl, eating cotton candy, that's good, drinking a Dr. Pepper, and stealing a kiss from the one you love? I think of over money. Oh, get the green, give me honey. Some people work their lives away, but I'll take love over money any day. Now think about this. There it sits, a low-flowing, red, slick, candy apple, rocking sled of a Ferrari. Price tag, $205 and some change. But no one, and I mean absolutely no one, will ever be in the passenger seat with you.
Or would you rather have a 1989 Mud Gray 150 extended cab with four-wheel drive?
And sitting right next to you as close as the law will allow, chewing bubble gum, singing in your ear, along with Lynyrd Skynyrd, is the one you
love. Yeah! I'll take love over money. Don't get
money any day.
Parker McCallum, as we wrap up the morning show with some tunes here today on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We'll have some notes for you on today. Some great music all the way up until noontime today here on WRCO Radio. Reminder, Creative Outlet will be opening as of 10 this morning. At a Touch Flora will open at noon today. And J&J Recycling, you think we just heard that one? They are closed today. Vark Roots remain 2 hours behind schedule today. Anything else, Hank, that I should know about? Anything?
Got a Creative Outlet opening.
We have that. Yep.
J&J Recycling.
Yep, we have that.
Hank's here all day.
Yeah. We didn't have that. All right. Well, thank you. Anyway, wrapping it up here, we've been doing a few highlights of last year's morning shows because we had quite a few really good musical guests. And this one... artist by the name of Bradley Gaskin, who came through the area out of Nashville and closed it down and brought down the house with his acoustic rendition in the studio here at WRCO of this one, an old George Jones classic.
I'd love to do Tennessee Whiskey.
I was going to say a little George Jones.
Yeah,
I don't think that would hurt.
I don't do it like George and nobody else does either. But man, I'm telling you, I had that opportunity. And I took it that night at the Opry.
Yeah, awesome. Bradley Gaskin once again.
Well, I used to spend my nights out
in a bar room. And liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. And you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. And you're as sweet as strawberry wine. And you're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your love all the time. Well, I look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle, always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Sweet as strawberry wine. And you're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay stoned on your love all the time. Yes, sir.
Goodness. What a treat. What
nice,
a treat.
Man,
thank
thanks.
You so much. That's awesome. Among our musical highlights last year, Bradley Gaskin in the Morning Show studios with his version of Tennessee Whiskey. Wrapping up today's Morning Show, our news update from ABC is next. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first major act of his second term pardons for 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot.